leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Now if your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there. Trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord.
Hello, and leave. My name is John Bayless, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you'll ever realize. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look at what God's nature like and what He thinks of you. We go to Psalm 73:24, where it says that He's guiding you. It goes on to say, you guide me with your counsel, lead me to a glorious destiny. Psalm 32:8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Psalm 48:14, for that is what God is like. He is our God forever and ever, and He will guide us until we die. Psalm 71:17, O God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I constantly tell others about your wonderful things you do. Well, friends, God will guide and counsel and lead you to a glorious destiny He has for you. For I know the things that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We go on, all right, for John 3:16, God's love for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Friend, the love of our Lord was written on his hands, the two hands stretched out and nailed to the cross where the blood flowed. That was forever permanent lasting, wrote his love for you for all eternity. John 3:16 is the entire Bible in one verse. God loves us all. John 3:16 says how deeply he loves you. The most profound, far-reaching message of all time. All you need is life is packed into those 25 words. The entire gospel is contained in the message of this verse. It needs to be inscribed permanently into every heart. It is about the most important, urgent message you could hear. My mission is to say to you, God loves you, and here's how much. His compassion. We look at this in Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. We see, we have heard of his miracles. The door to God is open to you to have a relationship with him. Friend, it's not based on a foundation of judgment or condemnation. It's a foundation of pure love. John 3:16 tells us that God will do anything to save you. God is not angry with you. We mentioned that at the start. It was God who sent his only begotten Son to send Jesus because he loves you. At the back of everything, it is the love of God. Why? Because his heart is kind. God wants you more than he wants anything else, friends. You are precious to him. You are his treasure. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, loved one, no matter how low you are, no matter what your disposition has been, you may be low in your thoughts, words, and actions. You may be selfish. Your heart may be overflowing with corruption and wickedness. Yet, Jesus will have compassion upon you. See, God, he's a friend of sinners. We go to Romans 10:9-13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 13 says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So friend, will you pray with me? Just pray along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. That means there are things that God wants you to do for him that he's not called anyone else to do, because you have a destiny to fulfill, because you are unique. Remember, Psalm 103:12 says, he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. So, friends, your past has passed away. You can pray it every day. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. There is therefore now no condemnation. I am free from all condemnation. So you are on the highway to heaven. Celebrate with joy unspeakable in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we go to today's scripture, which comes from 1 Peter 3:10. It says, whoever wants to embrace life and see the day fill up with good, here's what to do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. So in other words, sealed lips. Our mouth gets us into more trouble than anything else. You can't go around telling people off, saying hurtful things, and expect to step into the fullness of what God has for you. Many times it's not the big things that keeping us from God's best. It's it's the small things. It's just, if the Apostle Peter said that if you want to enjoy life and see the good things, say nothing evil or hurtful. That's what it's saying. How much higher would we go if we didn't have to have the last word or have to be right, but just quietly keep honoring God and being respectful, staying on the high road? See, when King David faced a lot of opposition and had plenty of opportunities to lose his cool and tell people off, he prayed a great prayer in Psalm 141. Take control of what I say, O Lord. Keep my lips sealed. Make that your prayer today, friends. Every morning, pray that. So my prayer for you today is, as Father, thank you that you embrace life, that they embrace life to see their days. Fill them by taking control of what they say. They choose to advance to watch the words they carefully today. I ask that you help them keep their lips sealed, and that they are tempted to complain or anger, that keep them from complaining and tempt and anger. Okay, God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease and infirmity. God is a good God, and he is, by his nature, he wants to heal. We go to Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he spoken and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? See, this is one of the most powerful verses of healing that you'll find, because it describes the character of God. He is a God who cannot lie. You must establish in your heart who God is. We have to find this concept that God cannot lie. In Hebrews, it also says in Hebrews 6:18 and Titus 1:2, says the same. Deuteronomy 30:19, choose life. I call heaven and earth to witness against you to this day, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. See, friends, we are given a mandate to choose life. Actually, we are being asked to choose him, because God is life. Once you choose life, then you are on your way to be healed. So the choice is ours every day. Isaiah 53:3-4. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid it, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our illnesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace, our peace and well-being for us, was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed, or made and healed and made whole. See, friends, what we have to know today is that at the same time Jesus carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried your sickness and disease at the same time. This is not something that has to be done, but was already done 2,000 years ago. God's divine provision for mankind, it shows healing to be part of the very center of God's will. The Hebrew word shalom, which means wholeness and completeness. Our Heavenly Father left nothing undone when he sent his Son to take our place on the cross. He made us whole, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Peter 2:24, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might cease to live for sin and begin to live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. This is past tense. It's already been done 2,000 years ago. Jesus not only took our sins, but he also our sicknesses. Take him at his word. By his stripes you were healed. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. What an outstanding promise God has given. He says he will heal you and restore your health. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Jeremiah 33:6, I will bring it health and healing, and I will heal them. See, it's repeated time and time again in the Word, God is the healer. Call on him to be your healer. There's a testimony here that I have, praying for a man one night with many, but this is one man, testimony. A man had a painful foot and leg, been for several years, he told me. After I prayed for him, the pain left almost immediately. And after about 15 to 20 minutes, he had full movement in his foot. Mark 16:20 says, and the Lord making with him, confirming the word with the signs that accompanied it. Also another, there was a lady I prayed for in a street meeting in the Philippines, and she came up to me and she had a cyst on her neck, quite a big one. So I bound and broke the power. It was a spirit of infirmity. I broke the power of it, released the healing power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, contagious goodness, flowed into her and healed her. I asked her to feel where this cyst was, and the look on her face said it all. She just said it's completely gone. Contagious goodness. The Holy Spirit is contagious goodness. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. See, friend, the Holy Spirit is what... the Holy Spirit of what I've said is from you. Then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles, Lord, I pray. Lay your hand on a particular part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. Believe you receive, and you will have, as I begin to pray. Well, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, pains, emotional and physical, I bind and break the power. I curse this. I break it off you in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your miraculous healing power is touching them right. Goodness. Your goodness is touching them right now. Infirmities. I curse this. I break it off you. I set you free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the healing anointing from heaven fill them, Lord. Fill them to overflowing. Be healed and made whole. In Jesus Christ's name, let the anointing, increase the anointing on them, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Diseases, all disease, I curse this. Let the fire of heaven burn it out, Lord. I command you to loose them. I break it off them by the power of the blood of Jesus. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the healing anointing fill them. I thank you, Lord, for the touch of it. Thank you, Lord, for the touch of heaven. Let their hearts be filled with your goodness, Lord. Contagious goodness. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that heals them, Lord. Cancers and growths and tumors. I curse this at the roots. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you, I break it off you right now in Jesus Christ's name. I set them free. Burn it out, Lord. Burn out every single trace of cancer. Break it. Burn it out, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Healed and made whole. Seizures in the brain. I curse these seizures. Whatever the problematic in the brain, let the connections be created. creative miracle here, Lord. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Be healed and made whole. Loose your anointing, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and the wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous. We heard this today, but it can also be progressive. It was also progressive today, where it unfolds over a period of time. But to keep your healing, the Bible says, believe you have received and you will have. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in a right relationship with God and with each other. Maintain a good confession. Very important that. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And do not let fear come upon you. Many times it says in the Bible to fear not. Have no anxiety. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed, friend. And last, God heals so that he can reveal his glory. In Psalm 118:17 declares that we are preserved to declare the works of the Lord. It says there that go tell great things that the Lord has done for you. So only my final prayer for you is this, friends. Today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May the Lord help you achieve your divine destiny. May the Lord make a way where there seems to be no way. May God cause your enemies to scatter, to see them no more. May God give you victory that is only explained in the fact that a supernatural God has made it possible. Shalom. Amen.
Oh,